Now it's time to catch up with Hannah Critchlow, because it's time for Question of the Week, and a rather sweaty one at that.
This week, we sniff out the answer to this.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Michael from the Philippines. I'd like to ask, what causes deodorant stains on clothes? I mean, me and my friend are using the same kind of deodorant, but he never have those ugly yellow stains, whereas I have those, especially my white clothes. I would like to ask if it is something that my body only produces while he doesn't, or it is because I'm sweating like a pig.
So are Jonathan's pig tendencies to blame for his deodorant stains? With the answer is Susan Taylor from Iowa State University.
Yeah, I was doing laundry for my sister. They were visiting, and I noticed the yellow armpits of the T-shirts of my brother-in-law. And so I kind of asked her, I said, don't you know how to take care of that? And she kind of said, well, we've tried, but my brother-in-law tends to lather the deodorant on because he thinks he's going to have a stressful day or whatever. Our deodorants have antiperspirant ingredients like aluminum, and they react with the salts in the sweat, and that's caused the yellowing in the white fabric. So regular detergents that we use won't always do much for the armpit stains. There's a couple things that you can use to tackle the stain. One of the bigger ones is not to put so much deodorant on and let it dry a little bit so that it doesn't transfer right onto your clothing.
And if you can't limit the amount of deodorant you use or wait for it to dry before you put your clothes on, then how best to get rid of those aluminium deposits that are reacting with the sweat salts to produce those unsightly stains?
Scrape off any excess material that you may have in that area of the T-shirt. Soak for 15 minutes in a mixture of 1 quart lukewarm water and 1/2 teaspoon liquid hand dishwashing detergent and 1 tablespoon of ammonia. Gently rub from back to loosen up the stain. Soak another 15 minutes in the above mixture and rinse. Soak a protein stain in an enzyme product for at least 30 minutes and then launder. If the stain remains, launder using chlorine bleach if it's safe for the fabric, and if it's a T-shirt that's of color, use oxygen bleach at that time.
Thanks, Susan and Jonathan. Well, from sweat to snot, with post-Christmas sniffles sticking around, what do you think about this?
Hi, Naked Scientists. My name's Sarah and I live in Tasmania, Australia. I'd like to know, is it true that if you have a chest or a head cold and the mucus turns yellow or green, this is a sign of a bacterial infection and requires antibiotics? Thank you.
So, can you detect the stage and severity of your cold by the colour of your snot? What do you think?
That's it for this week. Thank you very much to all of our guests, Matthew Milliard, Cameron Alexander, Richard Bowman and Jeremy Baumberg. Thank you also to Kat Arney for joining me, and the production was by Kate Lamble. Next time, we'll be finding out what food footprint you leave behind you when you go for your weekly shop, including hearing from some of the panellists at the Food for a Greener Future conference, which is being held next week in Cambridge. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University, and it's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the STFC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.